right. Well, this week's classroom pledge goes to Mrs. Dunlop's third grade class at Hallett Elementary in Medical Lake. And I owe them an apology because I, for some reason yesterday, I just spaced it off. I just played the generic one and just the regular one and forgot to tell everybody that Mrs. Dunlop's third grade class had recorded one. So apologies to Mrs. Dunlop and all the kids and the families and all that. That's my bad. I cannot do that. That is definitely my bad. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to play it again at 8 o'clock this morning. I'm going to get a double.
Oh, double up.
Yeah, I'm a double dipper there. Okay. And, you know, that doesn't make up for yesterday. But you know what? It's not going to hurt anything to play it again at 8 o'clock.
No,
so,
heck no. I think it makes up for yesterday.
Thank you, Steve.
Yeah.
Here is Mrs. Dunlap's third grade class from Hallett Elementary in Medical Lake.
Which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
It's news time with award-winning newsman extraordinaire, Kevin James.
Wildlife experts stumped by unusually tiny cub named JJ.
Am I the only one who realizes that this story isn't news?
It's not news, it's Kevin's news.
And it's brought to you by the Wheatland Bank.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James. Kevin.
You know, your brain's a weird thing, Kevin. I was at home last night. It was like 8:24, and all of a sudden I was like, did I forget to play the pledge today?
Is that when it happened?
Yeah, I literally, all of a sudden, sitting there just watching TV, and I said to my wife, and I said something, and she goes, what happened? And I said, I think I forgot to play the pledge today. And she goes, what are you talking about? And I was like, no, I think I forgot to play the classroom pledge. So then I emailed Steve because I was like, well, I'm not going to text him. I don't know what time, if he went to bed or whatever. But
it was pre 8:30, Jay.
Yeah, pre 8:30. And I was like, did I forget to play it? And he goes, well, you played it. You just played the generic. I was like, what?
Oh, so Steve noticed it.
He did, yeah.
But he did not scold you.
No, I told him. I said, hey, if that ever happens again.
Steve, you scold him.
Blurt it out.
Let him have it.
Yeah.
Well, it was an awkward time. You already had been doing the news. Because
that's okay.
It took a second for me to register what was going on.
Sure, yeah.
No, I also should have scolded you, Jay, because I realized it when I was doing the podcast yesterday.
Mm.
I was like, well, why is there not the little intro saying whose class it was?
Right.
And then I was like, oh, it looks like just the 17-second generic one.
Yeah.
Mm. How do we scold you? What do we do?
I mean, if you notice it, you just go, hey, you forgot to play the classroom pledge instead of you played the regular pledge.
Oh,
I would have said something more like this. Hey, Jay.
Okay.
Thank you for ruining little kids' dreams.
That would have been better.
Spent all of their time making the pledge.
Yep.
And they sat around the fire with their parents this morning and they wanted to listen to it.
Mm-hmm.
While they drank their coffee, and instead their morning was ruined because you didn't play their voices.
Mm. Who's drinking the coffee in this situation?
I think all Everyone. Of them. All of them, yeah.
Oh, even the kids.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh,
yeah.
Kids love coffee. Guys, this website...
Just black coffee, though, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's the way they like it.
Mm-mm, good.
This website is ridiculous. This NameStats website
NameStats.com.
has really got me crazy. MyNameStats.com.
Okay.
MyNameStats.
I'm in a compare name thing right now. Comparison app lets you compare the popularity of up to 5 names at one time.
Oh, boy.
Any name can be compared with any other. Use it to compare names with different spellings, first names with the same
Look
one.
Look at that
last
go.
Names. You do first, last name. So I've got our names in.
Okay.
This is wild.
First names?
Yep. Okay. Jay is your name. Kevin is mine.
Steve I understand how it works. Yeah.
And then I needed 2 more just to fill out the thing.
I mean,
and I wanted to see if I could get popular ones.
Okay.
So I just put in 2 other names.
Oh, random, like Oprah.
Very random.
Okay.
I put in Mark.
Okay.
And Rick.
Huh.
Just to see where they ranked compared to our names.
Okay. So this is based on. Like,
well,
national rank, is that what we're doing?
Oh, national rank, Jay, population estimation. So how many Jays are there in the United States of America?
Oh, wow. How many? I mean, like in the whole U.S.?
In the whole U.S., yeah. That's,
it has
that's
a number?
Right. You better believe they do.
I mean, I don't know how they would know that. I have no idea. 5 million.
5 million?
I don't know.
He's very bad at this game, Steve. it's okay, Jay.
The U.S., how many J's are there, Kevin? 100,000?
315,108.
315,000.
That's ranked. Okay. You rank 218.
So 5 million was a bad guess.
Unpopular names.
Oh, wow. Isn't okay. That
something? You get a medal for that, or what's going on here?
I will tell you that the one thing that you do win is the percentage of girls named Jay
at
1.4%.
Hey, let's go. Not a lot of girls named Kevin, I would imagine.
No.
Seemed like a bad first name for a girl.
Yeah.
Honestly.
So
there's probably a lot more Kevins than there are Jays, isn't it?
Yeah, I was surprised that Kevin was more than Steve.
Oh, that might surprise. Yeah, that's
and not even close.
Really?
Kevin is 39th national rank.
Look at that go.
1.1 million Kevins.
Show offs.
And you really are a standout among Kevins. I've always said that.
Only 0.5% women, though. Huh? I've never met a lady named Kevin, but I wouldn't mind.
Yeah, text now if your name is Kevin and you're a female.
Now, Steve, right at 500,000.
Half a million Steves.
495,000 Steves in the United States. That ranks number 129.
Well, that's not right at 500,000, but okay.
Oh, it's a little less. Round up.
You said right at 500,000.
I know. I was just trying to say you were.
491,000.
That's not right.
So Kevin is a runaway winner, and I did not think that would be the case. I thought Steve would be the. I feel like I know more Steves than Kevins. Mm.
You? Well, there's like 12 maybe. Steves that work here, so yeah.
Right. I just was surprised by that. Now, Rick, I threw Rick in there thinking, well, maybe Rick will do okay.
Yeah, but there's too many variations of Rick, is there not?
I guess that's the problem, Jay. Richard. Because it's the lowest of all of us.
Yeah.
Only ranks 285th, you Ricks.
Yeah.
And then Mark, just a random name I picked to see where it would rank.
Well, there'd be a lot of Marks.
Number 17, 1.7. Million marks.
Yeah, there's a lot of marks.
A lot of marks. Now, would you like to see how we do with our last names?
Jeez.
Because you can do first or last
names. Look at that. That's crazy. I don't know if I told you that. No, you didn't.
This little name comparer is so addicting. Last
You've
names.
You've really gotten something out of this.
You weren't kidding when you said this.
This was really fun for me. Heskey, that's Steve's last name.
That's going to be low.
Uh-huh. A population estimate? 46.
46 total?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
That can't be right.
That seems high.
46 in the country?
Yeah.
That ranks 319,124.
Feeling pretty good about that.
Yeah, that's...
Steve, is your last name that unique?
Yeah.
I could see it. I mean, if it's up to you to keep the name going...
Kevin Eugene.
Not a lot of reproduction here for the Huskies.
Whoa.
What? Does your dad come from a big family?
No, not doing that.
Obviously not. There's only 46. Does your dad have a big family?
No, we don't have that big of a family, no.
Does he have brothers and sisters?
He has one sister.
One sister. Okay, but her name's not Husky anymore, is it?
Correct. And they have a pretty big family, actually.
Okay, but they're not Huskies. That's weird. So, Steve, you're one of 46 in America.
That can't.
That's special, Steve.
Is
Don't you think that's special?
That's special, Steve.
Special. Yeah. One man candy thing. One something. I don't know. What did he say?
Jay Daniels in here real quick. Jay Daniels.
You thing you.
Oh, you thing you. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, 140.
Producer Steve, you thing, you.
Mm-hmm. 141,000 Daniels
in
the United States.
Yeah, let's go.
Well done, Jay.
Thank you.
Does that make you feel special? Or
no, because there's going to be so many
James. James is going to be stupid,
right? 8 trillion.
What?
How many?
It only says 40,686.
No, that's wrong.
How many Kevin James are there?
Well, two that we know of.
Wait. This can't be right. Oh, that's as a first name, you dummy. That's down here, 275,000 last names.
Okay. Well, congrats. You won that one.
What a fun thing. I could just sit here and do this all day, and I might.
seat.
One of 46?
That's crazy.
Yeah, that's probably right.
Man, you guys are...
I'm just searching Heskies now.
You guys are running out.
I know of one, I'm not related to one, but there's a psychologist in Pittsburgh.
I feel like you're probably related to all of them. 46?
Nah.
I got that many, like, in three states.
Yeah.
No, we're a small family.
Literally.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
What is the 22nd letter of the alphabet?
The fact that you both said X is crazy. I don't know what it is, but I thought that was like, really? That was pretty good.
Well, yeah. Aren't there 24 letters in the alphabet?
Kevin James.
26.
It's 26.
Crap. That's what? The math I did wrong.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
It's a listener letter. You wrote it down. We picked it up and we're reading it now. Gonna find out if we can help at all. And we're gonna see if you can help with your calls. It's gonna be fun and it's gonna be great. So let's get to it. No need to wait. It's a listener letter, don't you know? And we're reading it here on the Jay and Kevin Show.
Stand by for the secret sound momentarily. Almost $600 at stake.
Good morning, guys. A couple weeks ago, I went to Vegas for the first time with my husband. He's been quite a few times. He loves it. I was excited to go, but I just... really didn't like it. Everything feels extremely fake, like the fake glam. Everyone is just there for show. There's no genuine fun in the city. It feels kind of like a movie, and I didn't like the plot. Also, I thought the food was super expensive and not great at all. I'm not a prude, but dang, some of the stuff you see walking around is crazy. I like to gamble, but just for like a few hours at a time, and then that's it. So I just got bored. My husband plays poker, which can take hours, and I was fine with that. I thought, well, I'll be plenty entertained. It's Vegas. Maybe I needed to be drunk the entire time to enjoy it. That seemed to be the formula for most people that I saw. What did I miss? Why do people love Vegas? Maybe I just need to give it another chance in the future. That's from Melanie.
509-441-0999. Boy, I don't know how to answer that question. I don't know what the genuine fun in the city is. I mean, I'm sure there's probably like shows or something she could have gone to. If I don't know if you consider that genuine fun, but I mean, if you don't really like gambling and you don't go to shows, I don't imagine.
Yeah, she enjoys gambling for a while, it sounds like.
Yeah, that's just because you're just doing it because you're there. I don't know if that's really, really enjoying it, but. I mean, you know, that's one of those things. It certainly is not for everybody. That's for sure.
Hannah says this, and I think this is an opinion of a lot of people. Vegas is a place where you can go and not be you for a while.
Okay.
I don't gamble at all, but absolutely love going and people watching.
Oh, yeah.
Day drinking while walking the strip. It's just so fun. You have to open up to a whole new type of living there, which is so true. You know what ruined Vegas for me for a little while? When I went to Vegas, I just like to be, just go. Like I said, like not be you for a while. Just go have fun. Mm-hmm. Don't worry about anything. Like whatever. And I would go down for the West Coast Conference Tournament.
Right.
And it was just all people from Spokane. So right. Everywhere you were, and it was like, oh, great. I'm wearing my high heels and, you know. My dress and all that, and now I've seen Father Spitzer. This feels weird.
Which part of that felt weird?
I mean, it just, you kept running in from people from Spokane. Now, that is clearly a joke, guys.
Running into people from Spokane part or the other part? Spitzer, okay, yeah.
You know what I mean? It was just a little weird. It was like, okay, this is just Spokane on vacation, which there was fun to that because there was a lot of people you knew, but... I don't know. There is kind of the magic of just Vegas and being completely ridiculous, right?
I mean, I know that there are people that do it for that.
And I never did anything. I'm like, I don't do anything crazy, but I just, like the people watching, I will say things in Vegas I would never say in Spokane.
Like the whole meeting Father Spitzer part? Yeah, yeah.
You just want it to be different, basically.
Yeah.
Like for us, it's always to meet family.
It's absolutely nobody knows you there. I think that's what I liked.
Where
does
nobody
that make sense?
Knows your name.
And that's going to make me sound like I'm some sort of, I'm too famous in Spokane to go anywhere. But that's not what I'm saying. But here, we've done radio for a long time. A lot of people know us. In Vegas, nobody knows you.
It's no.
Just, that's kind of fun to me.
For us, it's always just been, it's centrally located for family, and everybody just kind of meets there because there's always plenty to do. You could, you know, you can gamble, you can eat, you can go to a show, you can just walk around, you can do
this.
You know, there's, I don't know if you know this, there's stores there that they don't have in a lot of other places.
Absolutely.
So, you know, for that, for us, that's what it was.
Yeah.
Nobody's really a huge gambler other than maybe like my mom does slot machines and my brother plays, but, you know, nobody else really plays.
And as much as I love gambling, I never really gamble in Vegas.
Yeah, I mean,
this last time I went, but I was by myself last year when I went to get my mom. I was there for, you know, 20 hours or something. And so I did gamble a lot then, but that's just because I was by myself. And so.
But I can see how you could just, there's parts of it you're just not going to like.
Absolutely. Yeah. Now, a lot of people who are defending Vegas.
That
are
also
saying,
might be any big city, too.
How about the pool? Did you?
Yeah, that's
now, depending
fun.
On when she went. She went a couple weeks ago. It may not have been that nice, but she's like, I just always treat it as like her husband loves going and doing the gambling and stuff. And she said, for me, it is just 100% by the pool.
Yeah.
Drinks,
right.
A book.
Just chill out.
Life is good.
Yeah, for sure.
Great point. Sometimes I think people forget about that in Vegas, that it's like it does have that side of it. And there are plenty of people who just say, yeah, I've never enjoyed Vegas. I've been there for vacation, work trips. It's just not my thing, and I'm very okay with that.
Mm. You know, I got kicked out of a casino once in Vegas.
It's literally, it sounds so cool, but what happened?
Oh, I was just walking to try and get to the arcade when I was a kid.
So, I mean,
it's a great headline.
It really is.
And then just a washed out story. Yeah.
Clickbait with Steve.
Right. Yeah.
I like had a bunch of coins and this big security guard, you know, muscles and everything came up to me. Hey, what are you doing, kid?
Yikes.
You thing you.
You thing you.
All right, let's do the secret sound. It's almost $600 we're playing next.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Do you have any other young kid words? How about bussin'? You heard that?
I've heard that before. Yeah.
Yeah. I think I hear
that.
That's
what they do at the restaurants.
Kevin James.
Right. There. Tables are dirty, Steve. They are bussin' the tables. That's correct. Bussin'.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country, it's time for Jay and Kevin's.
Do you hear that?
Secret sound.
Ashley, what's going on?
Just not wanting to get up.
Oh, are you laying in bed right now?
I have to get my son ready for school, but he can do it mostly on his own.
Mostly.
Yeah. I'll just get lunch ready eventually.
Ooh, what's for lunch?
It's a great question.
I'll throw in a couple pieces of ham and call it good.
Couple pieces.
Oh, there you go.
Just like laying loose in a bag in there. I mean, yep. Okay.
Yep.
Take that.
Wow. Okay. Well, let's see if we can play the secret sound. I don't know. Maybe might get you out of bed. I don't know. We'll have to see. Let's see what we're playing for this morning.
The current jackpot for Jay and Kevin's secret sound is
$588.
$588. Ashley, let's play.
Here's the secret sound.
Ashley, to maybe get you out of bed and hand you $588, what is the Jay and Kevin secret sound?
The unlocking mechanism in a car.
The locking mechanism in a car. I understand.
Unlocking.
Yeah, unlocking. Unlocking mechanism. I got you. So like a power lock unlocking.
Yeah. It's two different sounds we found out.
Hmm. Yeah, I see what you're saying. From the last one could be locking, unlocking. I got it. The unlocking of a car door is what you're saying, correct?
Correct.
Unfortunately, that is not right. You're going to have to get out and throw some ham into a bag and give it to your child for lunch.
Okay.
Sorry about that. Ashley, thank you so much. We're going to qualify you for a $100 gift card, though, okay?
Thank you.
Okay, yeah, you're very, very welcome. And we'll play again coming up at 9:20 this morning. Let's see how much the pot grows.
The current jackpot for Jay and Kevin's Secret Sound is...
I meant to do this one.
The jackpot for the next round of Jay and Kevin's Secret Sound will be...
$600.
Ooh.
Oh, right on the map.
Stay tuned right here to the Big 99.9 Coyote Country for more chances to win. For access to all wrong guesses of Jay and Kevin's secret sound, head to the Big 99.9 CoyoteCountry.com and become a Country Club VIP member. And always remember to secret sound responsibly.
Yes, please.
Just to clarify, we are saying unlocking of a car door. Was that her final answer?
Well, yeah. That's right. Yep. Okay. That is correct.
I just want to make sure that I had the correct wrong.
Absolutely,
guess.
Yeah. No, yeah, appreciate you double checking. Kevin.
Thanks, Steve.
Have you ever heard of Kim Kardashian?
Yeah.
Entertainment news brought to you by AMCO, AAMCO.
I know who that is.
Vaguely familiar?
Yeah.
Did you know that she was when she was a child, she lived next door to Madonna?
I did not know that.
Well, I'll tell you about it right now.
Yeah, she was my next door neighbor when I was like 7 and 8 years old.
So did you know?
I was her dog walker.
You were?
Yeah. Courtney and I would walk her dog after school.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, in exchange for her jewelry.
That's awesome.
Yeah, no, seriously.
Like, what kind of jewelry are we talking about here?
It was like she was transitioning out of like the 80s neon phase.
Okay.
So one day she just walked downstairs and handed us a shoebox of all these like neon bracelets. And Courtney and I went to school and everyone was like, oh my God, I love your bracelets. And we were like, thanks, Madonna gave them to us. And everyone was like, no.
Thanks, Madonna That's gave great. Us her bracelets for walking her dog. That's
what
a different
story.
Life, though.
I love that.
Yeah, that's a little different.
That's pretty fun.
Yeah.
So California.
Very much so, yeah. We would steal like crab apples off the neighbor's tree. That was our excitement.
It is pretty exciting.
Almost the same.
Crab apples, jewelry.
Yeah, nearly the same scenario.
Did you see Tim McGraw's daughter, Maggie McGraw?
Yes.
She is quite the young lady. You know, went to Stanford, got a degree in like something I can't even pronounce, like scientific biodegradable something.
Wow.
Something.
It's a lot.
I'm completely
scientific
wrong what it
is. Biodegradable.
But she's very smart. Very smart girl. And then went on to get her master's. But she now has been onto the board of directors for hospice. It's called Alive, and it's a hospice facility in Nashville. And
oh,
Tim
wow.
Said,
that's cool.
Man, I've always been proud of this girl, but it was kind of next level.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Doing good things.
Yeah, that's
and
awesome.
So Tim and Faith, obviously, both very proud of their daughter, but just saying, you know, that's not a job. It's so weird, Jay, because you and I had this conversation.
We did, yeah.
Earlier in the week, I think.
Yeah, it was this
about
week.
Hospice and, like, the people who do that, like, God bless them.
Oh, 100%, man. That's
and apparently Maggie McGraw going to be one of those.
That's very cool. Yeah, very difficult job to do.
So important.
But, oh, my goodness, if you've ever had to go through the experience, it could enhance it a million times. I totally remember the lady with my dad. It was just, you know, one of those things where you go, she literally felt like part of the family at that point. It was just, so
it's
God bless
impressive.
Her. That's pretty awesome, yeah. Just real quick, I've got one for you before Steve's, that Miranda Lambert, she's going to go with a new record label and has new music coming out, and her music will be out in 10 days. So,
okay.
Looking for new Miranda. Mm-hmm. New label, new home for her. New music on May 3rd.
I have a little side note that has nothing to do with Miranda Lambert, but she's getting a new record label, and a lot of people do that. I was listening to an interview with Jon Bon Jovi, which he has that you're going to see him everywhere because he has a documentary that comes out on the 26th. It's like a 4-part documentary.
Wow.
Oh, cool.
About the life of Jon Bon Jovi.
Well, that should be fun.
Pretty awesome, I think. And you know, he's a guy that's been married to his high school sweetheart his whole life and has also been with the same record label for over 40 years.
That's very unusual.
That is wild. Like, that does not happen. Both of those things do not happen. So,
well, especially to a rock star. Are you
right.
kidding me?
Yeah,
holy
you just
smokes.
Go, whoa. So, there, that was it.
Thank you, Kevin. Thank you for tagging that on. Yeah.
Tip of the hat to you, John.
The
the Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Go have some beers and bowl. But you're, like, really good, so do you just, like, stay away from that while you're bowling?
At some events you can, some events you cannot.
Kevin James.
That makes sense.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I mean, interesting. If you're really serious about it, you're probably not going to do that, right?
At some events, that's correct.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
All right, well, Cody Johnson concert is coming up on Friday. Cody Johnson, or Kojo, as he's known.
Kojo Nation.
Let's go, Kojo. It's a great nickname, is it not?
It is a great nickname.
If you'd like to go to the Cody Johnson concert, we're going to play a little game right now, a little nickname game.
The nickname game.
It's time to play the nickname game.
We're going
to
give you someone's name. You're going to tell us their, you know, nickname, what else they're known as.
Right. So if you said Cody Johnson, or if you said Kojo, you'd have to say Cody Johnson. Which way do you have to do it? You have to, we give the real name,
we
right?
We would say yes. Cody Johnson, yes. And you would say Kojo.
Yes.
Now, I'm going to have to be the judge and jury on this, ooh, which is, you know, Steve's going to read the names.
Uh-huh. And
then I'll make the decision whether or not they gave the right nickname.
Let me just grab a caller here real quick. You want to grab one real quick? I got a Steve.
Now.
Oh, okay.
We're going to give you 60 seconds to try to get 10.
Yeah, 60 10 seconds. 10 to win. Yeah. Hi, Jane Kevin Show.
Hi.
Hello?
Good morning.
Hi, what's your name?
My name is Francie.
Your name is what?
Francie.
Oh,
that's a pretty name, Francie. Is that short for like Francine or something?
It is short for Francine, but it's actually so that I don't be called Francis after my dad.
Oh, I got you. Okay. All right, Francie, it's the nickname game. It's simple. You got to just give a name, and all you got to do then is give the nickname. And then if you give the nickname, you got to do 10 in 60 seconds. Hello?
Yes. Uh-oh.
Jane, Kevin Show, hello.
That was your one chance, Francie, and you let me down.
Hello, Jane, Kevin Show.
Hey, it's Roberta.
Roberta, okay, Roberta.
Oh, Roberta.
Roberta, do you understand the game, Roberta?
This is like a breath of fresh air.
Yes.
Okay, you get a name, and then you just give the nickname. They're going to give the real name.
You can pass as many times as you want to, Roberta.
That's a very important part, Roberta. If you don't know it, I would say pass quickly because you got to get 10 in 60 seconds.
Okay.
Okay, I'll be the scoreboard. Steve's reading the names. Kevin's the judge. I wish you good luck, and maybe we'll see you at the Cody Johnson concert.
All righty, here we go. Number one, Babe Ruth.
The Babe.
Jennifer, I'm sorry.
Kevin. Sorry.
Jennifer Lopez.
J-Lo.
That's one.
George Clooney.
Pass.
Kenny Rogers.
The Silver Fox.
Oh, sorry.
Dwayne Johnson.
The Rock.
Clark Kent.
Superman.
That's three.
Irvin Johnson.
Dr. J. Wrong one.
Eric Edelstein.
Big Ed.
That's four.
Alex Rodriguez.
A-Rod.
That's five.
Hank Williams Jr.
Josephus.
That's six.
Rocky Balboa.
Sly.
We ran out of time.
Yeah, it's 60 seconds, guys. 60 seconds goes fast.
We meant 2 minutes.
Is that right?
Keep going, Roberta. Start the music over.
Jennifer Lawrence.
Pass.
Clark Griswold.
Griswold.
Pass.
Beyonce.
Gosh, pass.
Michael Jordan.
Pass.
He didn't ever pass.
He said
George Strait.
The King.
Oh, that's eight.
Arthur Fonzarelli.
The Fonz.
That's nine.
Chris Paul.
Pass.
Bruce Wayne. You didn't like that one?
Batman.
Ten!
Chris Paul, what the?
Chris Paul?
CP3?
Well, yeah.
Well, yeah. Okay. That was just hard.
That was hard, yeah. Yeah, that's no.
As we said, you've got 2 minutes to get through 10.
Yeah, because I'm telling you what, 1 minute for 10 fast is insane. That's, I mean, you pretty much have to know all of them.
Well, yeah, and it's like, you know, you go one every 6 seconds. That seems doable.
By the time Steve's done reading it.
Yeah, like... Steve's reading it, and then that
was
takes
Was I too slow?
No, you were fine.
No, you were fine. It just it takes time. Yeah, it just takes time. Well, there's our first ever run at the nickname game. Roberta, hold on. We'll get you.
Last.
Well, I mean.
No, we got to work out the kinks, Steve. I think that game has potential.
I like the game. Yeah, okay. But,
Roberta,
yeah.
Did you like it?
Yeah, it was actually fun. And I learned, if I couldn't think of it right away, pass and just keep going.
Yeah, that was
that's
the name
it.
Of the
yeah,
game.
That's it. Yeah, some games you can't really pass on, but that one you got to just go, you know what? I don't know Chris Paul's nickname, so I'm going to go ahead and pass.
By the way, the ones that you did not get, I think Babe Ruth was the great Bambino.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
That was one that Steve said everybody knows that.
I think he was actually also called the Babe. I'd have to look that up.
Yeah, he was also called the Babe.
Yeah. For sure.
Yep.
And his actual name, I believe, was like George Herman.
That's correct.
The Babe was George already a nickname.
Right. So the nickname was the name. Nickname. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So good one, Steve.
Yeah. Yeah. So she's better at the game already.
Yeah, this game, I think first and
Rocky
last.
Rocky Balboa, we were looking for the Italian Stallion.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you got yourself some Cody Johnson tickets. Congratulations. We've got more of those to give away later on this morning. So, Roberta, congrats on that. Hold on for 1 sec, okay?
Thanks.
Oh, you're very, very welcome.
The Italian Stallion, also a fine sandwich at Caruso's.